We're in Simin Lamed Tes and Hilchos Tefillin. We're up to Sif Beis, and we'll be doing Sifim Beis and Gimel. Sif Beis reads, Kol she posel lekosvan, anyone that we just learned is posel to write Tefillin, because he is not a bar kshira. We learned that that included an Eved Kanani, that is, a woman, a katan, even higiel achinach, a kusi. The kusim are we do not consider them bnei kshira because they don't keep these mitzvahs. Somebody who is a mumer for avodas kachavim, and we learned avodas kachavim or chil shabbos, but for hesi, even if it's l'teyavim, or a moser la'anasim, somebody that gives over other people's property to people that just take it away unlawfully. And all of these people are considered apikarsim. They're not bnei kshira, and similarly, someone who doesn't put on tefillin. These people are not bnei kshira, and they therefore can't write. So the Mechaber is saying they can also, they are also possible, b'chol tikkun asiyasam. They cannot do anything else that is an ikar part of making tefillin. So first of all, the Mishnah Berurah says, how about somebody who physically is incapable of putting on tefillin? For example, somebody who is missing his left arm. Oh, he's not included. He is not called a lav bar kshira. He's a bar kshiva. He just does not have the opportunity to do it. Now, I mean, obviously the same would go with somebody who just could not obtain a pair of tefillin. Now, what is considered the malachis that he cannot do? What is considered tikkunei tefillin that such a person that is not a bar kshira, cannot do? So, first of all, it says ksiva. The pulling out of the shin on the shalrosh is considered an ikur part of tefillin. How about ibud haklaf? The Mishnah Berurah is makel. He says that as long as there's no problem of shalol lishma, these people are not puzzled to process the hide and turn it into the leather, whether it's the leather for the batim or the hide for the parshias. With regard to touching up letters, if the letter is kosher, he can touch it up. If what you have to do is separate letters that are touching by scraping away a little bit of the ink, the Mishnah Berurah says lechatchilu should be machmer. That should only be done by somebody who is actually capable of writing, who is kosher for ksiva. B'di'evet it's mutter. B'di'evet the sefer will be kosher. But lechatchila you should only have someone who is kosher to write a sefer Torah, separate letters that are touching. Now, sewing the tefillin also should not be done by somebody that is not chayv. The Mishnah Berurah is makel for a 13-year-old that you don't know is physically mature to sew. Not to pull out the shin, but only to sew the tefillin together. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says, with regard to all other halachas that are ma'akev, such as putting the calf hair around the tefillin, putting the parchment around the parshias before you put them in, all of these things are ma'akev, making the tefillin square, being merabeya the tefillin, has to be done by someone who is a bar kshira, because these are the ikur tikkunei tefillin. Now, the Mishnah Berurah brings a shaila. What is the halacha in the case of letters that are not kosher, but they're recognizable? For example, an aleph where the yud on top did not actually reach the body of the aleph, but a child would look at it and say, this is an aleph, he'd recognize it, which means the ikur tsura of the letter is there, but it's not yet kosher. So we learned the halachi is, for example, that is not a problem of shaloka sidron if you fix it after you wrote the letters after it. The question is that an ikur ksiva, in which case all these people are puzzled too, or would we say that since the ikur tsura of the os is there, they're only just being machsherit lahalacha, the Mishnah Berurah paskins, that since they are making that letter kosher, anyone that is puzzled for writing is puzzled for this too. If he's a labar kshira, he is puzzled for this also. The same thing goes for a kesheshel tefillin. If a kesheshel tefillin was made by a cotton, then when he becomes bar mitzvah, he's going to have to redo it again. He'll have to redo his kesher. Mishnah Berurah also mentions here that women should not sew up Sifrei Torah. Since tfira of a Sefer Torah is ma'akiv, it should not be done by women because they're not bnei ksiva. Siv Gimel, ger shechazer ledoso machmas yira, kosher lichto tefillin. Someone who converted and then went back to his previous religion because of fear, not because of belief, but because of fear, because they're out to get him. So the Mechaber paskins that he is kosher for writing tefillin. The Magen Avraham disagrees and says that if, it depends, if this person secretly puts on tefillin, fine. But if the person does not put on tefillin, then once again he is not a ben kshira. The chiddush of it here is, even though fear, the question is one of fear that he's actually going to get killed for believing in Hashem. And Allah says you're supposed to be ready to give your life for that. The mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem includes even giving your life for that. So even though he broke this mitzvah, since he ended up going back to his own religion only out of fear, so long as he puts on tefillin, the halacha would be that his tefillin would be kosher. Tefillin that he wrote would be kosher. With regard to one who doesn't put on tefillin, that's a machlokas, the Mechaber and the Magen Avraham. And the Grah Paskins like the Magen Avraham, that if he doesn't wear tefillin, he's not a bar kshira. A mamzer and a ger toshav cannot write Sifrei Torah. Nevertheless, the Magen Avraham says that they can write tefillin. The Achronim say that a ger toshav is not a bar kshira. Now, a ger toshav is a non-Jew who is accepted upon himself to keep the Sheva mitzvahs and maybe some other mitzvahs as well. However, he's not a bar chiyuva. He is not converted. Since he has not converted, his mitzvah of putting on tefillin is certainly not a mitzvah he's chayiv in. Even if we'll say it's a mitzvah kiyumis, he is not chayiv in that mitzvah. And as a result of it, he is not a bar kshira.